For the Marion, Ohio weather team, I am Zach Fuller. This is your Weather Minute on WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion and online at WWGH1071.com. Monday in the Marion area will stay mainly sunny through the day, a high near 46 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low around 33 degrees. For your Tuesday, considerably cloudy, a high near 40 degrees. Wednesday, mainly sunny again, a high near 42. And Thursday, partly cloudy skies, high winds during the day, a high near 58. Local pollen counts are low through Tuesday. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at monntv.com. For the Marion, Ohio News Network, I'm Zach Fuller on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM in Marion, and online at WWGH1071.com. Live here on
Radio, streaming live on the web, www.wwgh107.1fm. Okay. It's Monday, and I don't know why most of the time I start out like this on a Monday, but streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH, or you can call in if you have any questions or would like to make any comments by calling 740-383-9944. Believe it or not, 5 minutes ago, I thought the phone was dead. Now it's ringing. I'll make sure it's off. All right. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. This takes place November the 21st. That will be this Saturday. They have free produce. Time, 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please take advantage of this opportunity. If you have no need of this, please share it with someone that does. I went by, what they call those food banks.
Mm-hmm.
One day I left here and there was such a long line of people. This is really? every week. So people do have need of free produce. So if you know someone who does, please give them that information. 582 Lee Street. This will take place Saturday from 12 noon until 2 p.m. Logos Christian Ministries, okay? We have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company. With your real estate needs, with 27 years of experience working for you. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there, 740-262-0939. Okay, did I do Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist?
I think so.
LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. I like to start my show off with a thought for today. It's titled Slips, like S-L-I-P-S, Slips, like I slipped and fell down.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. A slip of the foot, I may recover, maybe, but a slip of the tongue leaves a deep imprint.
Foot and mouth disease.
Mm-hmm. Think before you speak. Choose your words with care. Once out, they cannot be withdrawn. How's that for a thought for today, Jeff?
Yes, and have you been in that situation before?
Yeah.
I remember I was so embarrassed when I was about, I don't know if I was... I might have been about 13, 14. I had some relatives that we like to gossip about. And I was sitting there talking about them real bad. And it was a nice summer night, and so the doors were open. And then I looked up, and behold, they were standing right there at the door. This is supposed to be behind your back gossip, people. This is not supposed to be. They said, that's okay, when they came in, just forget it.
Really?
Said, yeah, but still, it was
terrible,
it was awful.
Right?
It was really awful. But they talked about us, too, I'm sure. I'm sure they did. Because
oh, I'm sure after that. Wow.
Well,
huh?
There was this big competition.
Oh, it was.
Between us and them, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, you know.
That voice you hear is Jeff Porter, author of Expressions of the Last Days. How are you this Monday morning?
I'm alive.
Praise God.
You know, I got some coffee here.
Woo!
So I might make it. All right, so are we on till what, a quarter till 12?
Or 12.
We're on till 12?
Yes, we're on till 12. Yeah. Yep. So we're going to talk about what does it matter? But first, Jeff wants to talk about the states that have legalized hard drugs.
Yes. Well, I was looking it up. I didn't read extensively about it because this has been going on for quite a while, especially like in Canada.
Okay.
Where they pretty much legalized marijuana. And the whole world is really experiencing this moral downturn. You know.
Right.
They were talking about it not too long ago, how they're allowing LGBTQ people to just kind of take over. You know, in different places in Canada, you know, imposing their beliefs on schools and other institutions.
Right.
And they showed some of these guys. One guy, he looked like a vampire or something, walking around there. So proud of themselves that they're able to power their way into places.
Oh, yeah.
And so what the states, though, are thinking is that they can get rid of the drug dealers by legalizing the drugs in a way, sort of, like they have alcohol.
Right.
And then a store be put up with that sells these drugs, and then it's under the state's control.
Mm-hmm.
So that cuts out the drug dealers, and that would cut out a lot of the bloody shootouts and all that kind of stuff.
Right, and mass incarceration.
Yeah. So, and we can't really afford to incarcerate so many people.
No,
I mean,
taxpayers are paying for them.
Yeah, and, you know, we need to do something with that, you know. So, my question is, though, are we, you know, they're going to be in there. I'm supposed that they're probably be pretty expensive. But still, they'll be able to buy it. And still, they'll be able to go steal money to get it, you know. So, are we going to be safe on the highways?
I really don't know. Any more than what we are right now, but I maybe that'll give people incentive to go to work.
Yeah.
Get two or three jobs.
Yeah.
Where they could keep up their habits, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have jobs up there, but people don't want to.
These are highly addictive.
Yes,
highly
I know.
Highly destructive drugs, heroin.
I know.
And
well, what about the fentanyl and all that?
Cocaine,
marijuana,
meth.
Acid, meth, all that stuff. But what's the lesser of the two of the many evils? That's what we consider sorcery, right? Revelation talks about sorceries.
Yes, sorcery is involved with
it's pharmaceutical because they're mind-altering drugs, right?
Yeah.
So that has to do with witchcraft and stuff.
That was one of the false doctrines I was into. It was called the teachings of Don Juan.
Oh, really?
Did you know about that?
I think you've shared that with us before, but share with us now.
When Carlos was initially being taught by this Indian charmer, he used all kinds of peyote especially, but other kinds of drugs. And one of them, he said he drank it, and then he turned into a crow and flew away. So you know that the drug had something to do with that, more than likely.
Of course. So, a crow and he flew away.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It's not funny, though.
That was a fascinating false doctrine, though, because it was set in American Indian soil. It's kind of a different sort of thing.
Right.
Was it your normal route, you know?
Right.
But the thing is It started in the 60s with these people. A lot of times what they said they were searching. They were searching for ultra-dimensional knowledge. They were searching for God, you know, and so on. And so the drug culture grew out of the 60s. But, you know, you have to sit there and look at, like, people like Jimi Hendrix, for instance. He was so talented.
Oh, yes, he was.
You know, what mm-hmm. a tragedy.
Right.
And so are they looking at the tragic part of it?
I'm sure.
You know, alcohol is a legal drug, okay? It's got some regulations on it as far as driving is concerned.
Okay, let's look at alcohol now. Okay. Do you think, because people can get it legally, that it cut down on crime or people drinking to the excess, that they're alcohol poisoning? And I think that more or less they may be looking at that, you know.
Yeah.
Because here it is for you now. You don't have to call no one up.
You know, sneak
that,
around.
Right, and not only that, that cuts down the drug dealer.
Right.
Puts them out of work, so they can go to work.
Yeah, really.
So they can actually go to work, you know.
Yeah.
Because it has, drugs have made their own economy.
Yeah.
It's just like a factory, right?
What did I see? Marion's economy is heroin.
Years ago, yeah, a few years back. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't very long ago.
No, it wasn't. I say within the past 5 years.
But you got to sit down and think to yourself now, yeah, these doctors were giving Oxycontin or whatever it is to these people, and it's extremely addictive and dangerous.
It's a form of heroin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do these doctors think they're doing?
That's not going to stop, and I think that's another reason why they're trying to make all this legal, because you have people in surgery and, you know, they need that type of relief.
Painkillers.
Yeah, they need that type of relief. So if that's not going to stop, then you might as well try to, you know, do something different than what we're doing, and the high cost of incarcerating people and putting them in and out of jail, you know, because evidently incarceration is not stopping.
No, it the drug dealers. Scare them, apparently.
No, they're in, they're out. They're right back out on the street again. So if they cut down that corner, I think that we may see some positive stuff.
You know, it's got this doomsday feeling to it, though.
What?
Drugs, the whole deal.
Well, yes, if Revelation talks about it.
And so you're going to have people running around. Probably during the tribulation, they'll have big parties, alcohol and drug parties. And so if you're a person that's following the Lord and you need some food, you just walk in their house while they're knocked out and unconscious and have a big meal.
Okay, let's go back to the days of Noah. When Noah was building that ark, what were the people doing? Laughing, marrying, right? They was doing all that, having fun, partying. Look at Noah building that boat. It never even rained before, right?
As in the days of Noah.
They so were shall
eating,
it be.
He said the last days will be as in the days of Noah.
Right.
They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away.
Could you imagine that first raindrop hitting somebody on their forehead?
Oh, yeah. They never seen rain before?
Right. Never rained. The Lord had springs to rise up like mist every day to, you know, saturate the earth. So, no, a raindrop hit you on your head like, uh-oh.
Yeah, what's that?
Right.
But it says that now the Institute for Creation Research says that there was this big thing that surrounded the earth. It was a... like a big dome.
Right.
And it held water in it.
Right.
And that's what burst. Burst when it was time for Noah's Ark, Noah's flood to take place.
I have that book at home.
What, about Noah's flood?
About that. How it was like in a greenhouse.
Yeah.
Effect. The earth was.
And that's one of the reasons why people lived longer.
Yeah. I might bring that book next time.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So... we could go right into the subject of people being so apathetic about who is Jesus and why should I pay any attention to him?
Yeah. What does it matter? the world continues as it was.
Yeah, as it says in 2 Peter chapter 3 there, where is the promise of his coming?
Right.
The world continued as it was. Well, the world's never continued as it was. We had the flood.
Right.
Back then, we had upheavals, wars.
Yes.
You know, and so on.
Earthquakes, tsunamis, and all that kind of stuff, you know. But still, just like right now, I was watching, what was I watching last night? They were talking about that phone, goodness. They were talking about the plagues.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying we are living through the plagues over and over and over, and every time they come is greater intensity.
Yeah.
You know, and these plagues will not stop until the consummation of the end of time. So now we're thinking they found this tree last week with those deadly hornets that came in earlier this year.
Yeah.
So many things happened this year. Now we're almost at the end of this year when people will be looking at the year in review. Because you know I usually do that on my show in January. So they're already looking back at these hornets, and they found this tree in Oregon. It just had rotted out, and they opened up this tree last week, and they found
from Africa.
Yeah, from Africa. Over 200 of those queen hornets was in that tree.
Ooh.
The queens. Yeah.
Yeah, they were big too.
Yes, they are big, and they're very deadly.
Ooh.
And they said they have no idea how many had escaped before they got to the tree.
How'd they get there?
Well, you know, they make their nest. Just like those wood bees. Have you ever seen...
They just kept moving across the continent.
Yeah. Right? Those bees, they spotted them earlier this year. I think it was February. When we was getting this bad news about the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Then those deadly bees came. And then they had that... the locusts over in Africa that just ate up all their food. And, you know, so we're living in these last days.
Yes.
The plagues will not stop. They're just going to be continuous. I just came to that last night. Okay? Because none of these things are new, just like people are saying. So, does it matter?
Well, and I also wanted to mention there, you know, they've had those protesters that were in favor of Trump.
Right.
The last two nights. And this one guy, though, he was more intelligent than their usual people that they interview, like a brighter crayon in the box or something. And in the end, he said, if we have to, though, we'll go to war.
Really?
Yes.
Civil war.
A lot of people were talking that stuff.
Oh, my.
He said it's almost unthinkable that we would have a civil war on American soil.
After all these years.
Yeah.
You'd think we'd gone beyond that.
Well, you just never know because, you know, it's the stuff that we have, our institutions, they're man-made. They can fall apart. They can make mistakes. So, and I think we've made quite a few enough of those now. We need to back off from, but, you know, we have a clash of ideas right now and nobody wants to back off. So we could have, I talked about that in my book.
I surely hope not. I surely hope that we can find a way to get along. I mean, it's not permanent. No
people
one.
People are very, very angry about Trump losing that election.
But like you said, he can run again.
In 4 years.
Yeah, he can run again. I mean, people were angry because Hillary Clinton lost.
Yeah.
Remember all that marching they did in Washington? All the women got together.
Yeah.
It wasn't a easy transition as far as the public was concerned. Those who wanted
it. I don't think we're ever going to have another easy one.
I don't think so either, you know.
But I still believe the United States will face a collapse eventually.
Do you? But what does it matter, though? Is a man our savior, Jeff?
You know, Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's what I quite often ask atheists and skeptics is, when you turn around and you look at the world out here, if sin is not the cause of that problem out there, what is?
Right.
So we have to have a resolution. We have to have a solution to that sin.
Right.
And without God, there is no solution. I said, you try to tell me that there's a solution to all this violence, crime, dishonesty, and all the negative things that go on from day to day in the world. What's the answer to that? And they don't know. And they don't know what causes it. I said, sin is the reason for it. The reason that sin's come into the world is because Adam and Eve bit into that apple or fruit or whatever it was, and it brought sin. That disobedience brought the first disobedience, so it came upon the whole universe.
But no one wants to say, I'm a sinner.
Well, of course not.
Have you noticed that?
Of course not. And that attitude is much worse today.
I haven't sinned. What do you mean, calling me a sinner?
And you talk to some people. Yeah. I've heard people say that.
I have too.
I don't believe I've ever sinned.
Right.
And I sitting here talking to that person. I know that person rather well. And excuse me, but I think you missed the mark there. 1 John 1:10 says, if we say we have no sin, we make God out to be a liar, and the truth is not in us.
Mm-hmm.
So for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For one thing, that puts us all on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
For spiritually speaking, we all have to have a Savior. So Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. We got to pay the price for sin. For the wages of sin is death.
Right.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Right.
There's your answer.
Right.
Now, first of all, when you first, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. I had a guy in the bus that said to me, saved from what? I remembered I had to think about that because I hadn't gotten back to the basics that far for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I just did not answer him. My mind went blank, you know. But that is the reason why we need a Savior, is because of sin. And Jesus has made only one way for us to get rid of that sin, and that's John 14:6.
Everybody thinks they're going to heaven, Jeff.
Yeah, that's because of all the brainwashing going on out there.
They don't think our loving God would send them to hell.
And that's the way our churches have gotten. You know, we've got this cutesy-poo gospel out there, you know, tiptoe through the tulips. And tiptoe through the tulips. Little Tiny Tim. That was a crazy song. I when I was a kid, he was on quite a bit. He was on, I think, Laugh-In.
And yeah,
I couldn't stand him. What in the world is wrong with people watching that thing, you know, and buying his record?
I know.
Oh, didn't he marry, like, Twiggy?
Ooh,
wasn't that it?
I don't know.
I thought he married Twiggy. Well, anyways, so the 60s had a couple of good things about it.
What was that? Even though that was the outbreak of drugs. Vietnam
yeah.
War.
We did have some good legislature passed on racism and stuff.
Okay.
From, President Kennedy and so
right,
on.
Right.
So those were good things. And
yes.
Integration of schools and colleges and also the military.
Right.
So that was a good thing, you know. But, and a more open-mindedness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't need this rigid 1950s thinking about things, you know. Everybody has to fit into my perfect little, you know, shoebox. And to say that there was, and, you know, there was more creative thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to say, you know. I don't necessarily believe that, you know, taking a bucket and splashing it on a wall and then charging people $50 million for it because I'm such a great artist, you know.
Yeah.
Anybody can do that. But mostly, I think we had pretty bad things come out of the 60s, especially, like, and the free sex. Okay, well, that's all fun and wonderful. We all just love to do that. But it has consequences, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Have sexually transmitted diseases, unwanted pregnancies, have relationships with people that we don't want to have a relationship with.
Yeah.
They won't leave you alone.
True.
We have this thing called the soul tie.
Yeah.
And I have experienced a couple of soul ties in my life. I think that is the worst attack, the worst thing you can go through as a Christian is a soul tie, because it has all this guilt connected with it. It has this, can't leave this, can't get away from this person. God has made us to be a certain way.
True.
And when you have sex with somebody, your spirit thinks you're married.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and so it's hard to, almost impossible to break that bond.
Wow.
Now, I don't know how people that go out there and have multiple partners and have sex, did you ever notice that people that do that, that have sex with all kinds of people, they're flaky?
Oh, yeah.
It's like they don't even half know what's going on in the world or something, you know.
And it's intentional.
Yeah.
It's intentional.
You're willingly
and
ignorant.
They can just wipe that off and keep on going. I'm like, what is that? I don't know. I know people like that.
I don't know. They suffer from hardness of heart, though. You can tell that when you talk to them.
Oh, yeah.
You get around them. A lot of times they're thieves and all, you know.
Like a ritual with them.
Yeah.
You know, they set you up. Like, you know, for that purpose. But God's not pleased with that, especially in the church.
Oh.
I think that's another thing that God has not been pleased with in the church.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
It's the free sex. Yes, fornication in the church.
In the church. And, it's too bad that sex is so enticing.
Yeah, but.
And, you know, but he does ask us to control ourselves until we get married.
That's a gift.
Yes.
Self-control is a gift.
Yeah. I was talking to a couple of people about marriage because I've never been married.
Mm-hmm.
And they were telling me, you know, sex is a very small part of marriage. That's what they were telling me. You know, the rest of it is what consumes you. You know,
getting along.
Yeah.
Knowing how to talk to one another, right? Effectively.
Well,
communication. They say that's the big thing. Huh? Communication.
Yeah.
Between two people.
Yeah, it's easy to fall out of communication. Did you ever notice that with people at work? Mm. Maybe you had a good relationship with this guy over here. You know, maybe you're working in an office. This guy over here, you're doing just fine. Then after a while, you're not really communicating that much. Da-da-da. Pretty soon, something weird happens. You find yourself in a big argument with them because you haven't been communicating.
I know, yeah.
And so you're just taking this big step. You go over there and go, did you type this? You know? That's not supposed to be on my desk till Wednesday. You know. And it's so easy to get that way.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Know? Yes, it is. Yeah.
You get into a situation where, and I notice this with people, I don't know where they get their nerve. You know, you get pulled over for speeding or something. And I got pulled over for, I had turned off my lights, the headlights at like McDonald's and forgot to turn them back on. And I got pulled over. And, you know, you could choose to either, you know, show that policeman a little bit of respect, be nice. A lot of times they'll let you off.
Oh, yeah. I think I always get off.
Me too.
Yeah.
I found that out. You know, that's the big answer.
Just don't say anything. Let them do the talking.
Oh, yes, sir. You want to see my insurance card? Sure. Here you go.
I never have mine.
What's Linda, that? You're telling on yourself here.
Yeah, I don't know why when I got pulled over on David Street, going over the tracks right by Sawyer Park.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that was a 35-mile-an-hour zone. I was going 40-something, 48.
Over those tracks?
Well, right till I got to the tracks.
Oh.
You know.
Those tracks are dangerous.
Yeah, I know, and I went over the tracks, and I kept on going, you know. And when he caught me, I had passed... Prospect Street,
Really?
Yeah, I'm going toward the mall, right? He pulls me over, and I'm thinking, wow, I wonder what I did now. You know, I didn't say anything. I just sat there.
Yeah.
And when he came up, he said, do you know why I stopped you? No.
He said, never tell him, you know.
I don't know why you stopped me. He said, well, you was going 48 miles an hour, and this is only 30. He said it was only 35. And I'm thinking, well, that sign right there says 40.
Yeah.
So he said, no, not here, back there. Oh, but I didn't really pay attention. I was trying to hurry up and meet some Annette to walk, right?
Yeah.
At the mall. But he said, just a warning. So now I put my cruise on at 35 when I go by there, you know, because they're always sitting there.
Well, I got, I was on my way to church one time, and I came off of 23 on the Route 4 there, and the highway patrol likes to sit over here across the street, you know, it's kind of obscure over there. And I pulled out, he pulled me over, and he said, have you got your registration and all that? And I got all that out and showed it to him, and he said, so I'm after a while, I'm like, what's going on here? He goes, your motorcycle looks very similar to a stolen motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so we just wanted to check it out. Well, just think if I'd have been rude.
Right, what do you stop me for?
Yeah, what do you want, man? You're always pulling me over. Why don't you pull somebody else over for what? Are you afraid they're going to attack you or something? You know, but I was nice, and then I said, did I do anything wrong? You know, am I all right? And he said, well, you did kind of run that stop sign back there. I know it's easy to do on a motorcycle because you don't want to put your feet down.
Right.
You know, and just go real slow and look and then take off. He says, but I'm just going to let you go.
Yeah, that was good. That
now,
was
he
good.
Wouldn't have done that if I'd have been rude.
No, of course not. Would you if you were policeman?
No.
Because it doesn't really call for that. Yeah, at least find out what's going on.
It don't do any good any way you look at it.
No.
But I had a friend once that ran around with him for years. Police pull him over. Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah, rah, 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 getting that big argument, you know. And oh. Rah, 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 rah. And actually, one time he got pulled over because his muffler was too loud.
Okay.
And he said, My muffler ain't that loud. Da, 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 da. And he said, I can't let you run around here. Sounded like a tank.
Mm.
You know, and he goes, right. Da, 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 da. They get into this big argument. Sorry, just get out of the car. Mm. Pats him down and everything.
Yeah.
And you can't win.
No.
That situation.
And that day he asked me, where's your insurance card? And I'm
thinking,
it's supposed to be in the glove compartment.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I look? You can look. It's not in here. I have no idea where it is. I thought I put it in here. Like, I'm going through this trauma, right? Oh, my. But I did tell him, I know who I have insurance with. And I described the building.
Yeah.
And he says, I can't even think of the name of it. Shamrock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I never have that little card. So not too long ago, my insurance company, you know how they redo it every year?
Well, when you get it in the mail, just cut it right out.
That's what I did.
Put it in the plastic thing and stick it in there.
I got it now. I have it now, so I don't want to get pulled over because I got it, but right. So what does it matter whether I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior from sin or not?
There is a gap. We are born into sin, and there is immediately a gap between us and God.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think, when we get to the day of judgment, God's going to put our good deeds on one side of the scale and our bad deeds on the other side of the scale. If the good deeds outweigh the bad deeds, then we go to heaven. Same for the other side. Bad deeds outweigh the good deeds. We go to hell. It don't work that way. God has made it much easier than that for us to make it to heaven. And that's one of the things that I've argued with a lot with Jehovah's Witnesses. You know, they're so much into works
mm-hmm.
and all that. We're not saved by good works.
Right.
We're saved by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting him into our hearts and being born again. That's to a lot of people who I can't see God. I can't see Jesus. You know, it's very mystical to me. But there's going to come a day if you have anything in you that wants to seek after truth, God's going to reveal himself to you sometime or other. You know, you may be in a desperate situation, you may not.
Mm-hmm.
But when Jesus died on the cross for us, his blood is what cleansed us from that unrighteousness. And only through his blood can we make it into heaven.
Right.
So when we stand before, Christians will stand before Christ on the day of judgment, not the great white throne judgment, but before Christ on the day of judgment, where our sins are wiped out. So the only thing he's judging us about is our good works. What good work? Now, this is where good works does come in. But we're already saved. There's no question about us. We're not going to end up in hell
right.
if we've accepted Jesus as our Savior. So then he checks out our good works and says, da, da, da. Not only did you do good works, but did you do good works which were authorized of him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he gave you the authorization to continue down that road.
Oh, okay.
You know, you could do good works and still be in disobedience to God because you're not doing what he said.
Not only that is your intentions.
Yeah. But, I mean, I've read a book, I brought in a book here called Experiencing God, which he stressed that point, is that people think they can bypass the calling of God on their lives mm-hmm. and go do something else. God says, I want you to become a missionary in Egypt.
Right.
And then you go out here in Marion and build yourself a homeless shelter.
Right.
And God says, that's not what I told you to do. Mm-hmm. That's not what I want you to do. So he, you know, you may make that mistake and then later on God come along and say, and we know he does this. He'd say, well, that's all right. I forgive you for disobedience there, building a homeless shelter. Okay, why don't you take the opportunity now is a good time for you to go to Egypt mm-hmm. and fulfill that missionary project. And so he'll give you second and third chances and stuff like that. But, you know, the candle starts burning down. As you get older,
right.
you have less time to serve him where
or
you're
strength.
Supposed to.
Yeah, huh? Or strength. You
yeah.
know, like your vitality, you know.
Right.
That's why I say
you may not have the medical.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you may have medical problems. And the Lord can heal that.
Right.
I admit that, you know. If God wants you to do something, you're going to end up doing it. If he says, I want you to do this over here, and you continue down that road like he said, and you continue to wait like he said, or you continue to do what he said. He said, I don't want you to get married right now. I want you to wait on me to show you the right person or something like that. And you wait and you walk and you do what he says. Then it doesn't matter what medical problems you have or what your age is or anything. He's going to make a way for you to get that done.
Right. He will.
You know.
Yeah. You're right about that.
So... you gotta have. It's all by faith. We live by faith. We walk by faith. We're not supposed to walk by what we can see, and it's really difficult sometimes.
Right.
You know.
It is. It is. I agree with you on that, and I do want to add this. It matters because we don't live forever. We do live forever, but not on this earth.
We're gonna be conscious. We're either gonna be conscious in heaven
right,
or conscious torment in hell.
Yes, our last breath. Take on this earth, there's still a destiny, right?
Yes.
Whether it's heaven or hell, whether you believe it or not, there is a destiny.
Yes.
And we're not all going to be in Abraham's bosom.
No.
We're just not all going to be there.
Yeah.
According to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I think, all four Gospels.
Luke chapter 16 about Abraham's bosom.
Yes. Yes. The rich man. And,
yeah.
And Lazarus, who was a poor man.
Yeah.
Who had all those sores. It's so bad, even the dog looked, even that sounds nasty.
Yeah,
but,
it is.
But
it's truth.
That's the truth. And the rich man died, Lazarus died. And he was caught up in the bosom of Abraham. The rich man died, who would not even give him a plug of money or to help him.
Yeah.
He ate crumbs that fell off the table.
Wouldn't even give him a McDonald's hamburger.
There you go. Or wouldn't even let him eat the crumbs from his table. He dies. Hey, he didn't get caught up in Abraham's bosom, did he?
No. He cried out from hell.
Yes, he did. He says,
please reach your finger down here and just touch my tongue with a little bit of water.
A drop of water. That's how hot hell is.
A drop of
a
water.
A drop of water on my tongue. Then he said, go tell my brothers, because if you don't go tell my brothers, Abraham, they will come
point.
To this place.
That's a good point.
Right? And Abraham said, well, you know, there's prophets and missionaries, they are alive on the earth, you know, and if they don't listen to them, they're not going to listen to anyone that came from the dead to tell them not to come to this place.
That's right. Amen.
These are all true points.
That's a very good point, Linda.
It matters whether you receive Christ as your Savior.
And we get caught up in all these,
yes.
like the political climate. We get caught up in our own prejudices. We
right.
get caught up in our own, oh, I got this hobby over here I love so much. Well, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a hobby, but your main focus in this life better be on God.
That's what we fail to remember as Christians.
Yes.
We are foreigners.
Yes.
And strangers to this land.
That's right.
Once you receive Christ as your Savior from sin, you no longer belong to this system.
That's right.
Now, we do have to abide by the laws of the land.
Right.
And the laws that God has set up. But we are foreigners here.
Yeah.
Why are we so involved into Well,
you know, I really wondered that when I first got saved.
Did you?
As people, their mind is so far into the world.
Right.
You can't even talk to them. A lot of times you can't even talk to them about God.
No.
It's like you go downstairs for a potluck after church. Nobody's talking about God. They talk about the new car they just bought, or their daughter's off to college.
Yeah.
You know, they just bought a new farm.
And you know what, Jeff? I think this climate, or the threats of we'll go to war, civil war. You got a lot of Christians involved into that.
Yep.
There's a lot of Christians. Why would you, as a Christian, be involved in anything like that? That was illegal, or that would hurt your brother. Have we forgotten who we are in Christ?
Well,
I'm going to throw this phone away.
I put it in a drawer.
I have tried.
It's
to
buzzing
turn
you.
It off. What is wrong? Oh, you got to turn it on and turn it off, right? All righty. So, we're not supposed to be, we're in this world, but not of this world, because Christ was not of the world. He wasn't. He said, well, my kingdom come. My will be done.
Well, I felt by the Spirit of the Lord, I knew about the rioting and everything. I knew there was a possibility of a civil war in America years ago.
Yeah, you've talked about it.
And I had a lot of thinking to do. About that, and I didn't have pressure on me because it wasn't happening yet.
Right, right.
So I was sitting there thinking, I was talking to a friend of mine, a Christian friend of mine, and I said, you know, I have political convictions,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that we should, that the Revolutionary War was justified.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I do believe that taking up arms to protect our nation, protect our family, there are times when it's justified.
Mm-hmm.
When we should do it. We're obligated to protect. But in the last days, there's a little bit different slant to it, because we've already got a tremendous amount of violence in the world because of the tribulation coming on.
Right.
And also bad weather and all the other stuff. And I thought that a civil war would probably just add to the violence, because I don't think a civil war would solve our problem in America these days, because our national debt is, what, $83 trillion or something like that? President Trump is a very brilliant man, I believe. I really like him as a president. You know,
financially,
he's a businessman.
Right.
He knows how to handle money. But he didn't have an answer for our $83 trillion debt.
Oh, no, they don't care about that. They're not trying to pay that off.
No. And so there'll come a day when we're going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Payday will arrive,
right,
sooner or later. And all those people that were killed on both sides, it won't matter then, because the bottom will drop out of our financial system and there will be no America anymore. It'd be a big parking lot anyways, you know.
See, so that's the sad thing.
I hate it because I love America.
We live here.
I totally love America.
We live here. I mean,
yeah.
Civil unrest is one thing, but war, civil war,
that's
thing.
A totally different,
you know,
animal.
Because we live in a land where we have rights.
Yes.
It is my right to vote for who I want.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And if they win the election, then they have a right to be in power.
Right.
Now, this goes on every 4 years.
Yeah.
So why fight about it? Because in another 4 years, it's going to be election time again.
Because they think the Democrats cheated.
And last time, Democrats thought the Republicans cheated.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what gives in that situation?
I think we will eventually face civil war in America.
That's so sad.
Unfortunately.
That is very unfortunate.
And economic collapse as a result.
Oh, my, my, my. Brace yourselves. But we need prayer. Our country needs prayer. Our churches need prayer. Our pastors need prayer.
But
we need God.
We are headed towards the tribulation, and ain't nothing going to stop it.
No, can't
God's
stop
word.
Tribulation.
No.
No, and you're right. The upheaval going towards that is just going to be worse and worse,
and
right?
It's hard. It's difficult to get through.
Oh, Lord Jesus, help us.
So I've been trying to tell people it's best not to believe in pre-tribulation rapture so that you can be braced for it. You can be ready for it when it hits, and it's hitting right now.
Right.
So, you know, and Jesus was talking about at the beginning of Matthew 24, for take heed that no man deceive you. Man right. shall come in my name. Well, that's been happening for years.
Ever since he said it.
TV preachers been going at it for a long time.
Yes, they have. Even before then, even in Acts. And what was his name? Bar-Jesus. He was trying to buy the Holy Spirit, you know, because it was so powerful. But what does it matter? It matters. Your destiny matters, whether you go to heaven or hell. And it matters whether you receive Christ as your Savior from sin or not.
Yes.
Because it seals your destiny, whether you do or not. So just don't think that, oh, it's just going to continue. And it just may, but that don't mean you have to stay where you are.
I talked to a guy when I did the first radio interview here in Marion. There was a guy that wouldn't even hardly let me get interviewed because, oh, we're not in the last days. That's everything continues as it was.
Right,
that's exactly what he said.
I believe you. Yeah.
And, you know, Scott Spears was over there. It's like, don't worry about him. He wanted to interview me. He thought the subject was interesting.
Oh, of course.
You know.
He and listens.
So I felt like saying to him, what you just said is written in the Bible, predicted that you would be saying this stuff.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. The scoffers, right? The scoffers, yeah. We're out of time. Thank you for coming and sharing with me today, Jeff. We really enjoyed you. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. I will be back on at 4:15 until 5 p.m. today. So I'll have Anthony Marks. So next time, be blessed.